From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The White House early today announced that the president, in consultation with his national security team, has approved a new strategy for Iran.
The regime also received a massive cash settlement.
That's President Donald Trump speaking at this moment live in the diplomatic room at the White House. He is expected shortly to decertify the Iran nuclear deal, which is also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The issue would then move to Congress, which would have to decide whether or not to reimpose sanctions. This is a more confrontational stance toward Iran, but does stop short of abandoning the two-year-old deal altogether. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are the early frontrunners in Liberia's presidential election, but officials on Thursday said only a third of the ballots have yet been counted. Election Commission Chairman Jerome Kokoya warned that no winner has yet been declared and that all parties should wait for the vote counting to end.
Candidates and political parties should also be patient and await the official result and not rush to premature conclusions. The Commission is committed to the timely release of results, but this cannot be done at the expense of accuracy.
The Liberty Party, however, wants the vote counting to stop, citing irregularities and fraud. With 20 people running for office, a runoff in November is likely. And the death toll from a devastating floods and landslides in northern and central Vietnam has jumped to 54 in one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit that country in years. In Washington, this is VOA News. The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him. The justices said a lower court's previous ruling was flawed. Luvuyo Mfaku is the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson.
I can assure the South Africans that the national director and his team, after considering the judgment, will do what is correct in the eyes of the law, guided by the dictates of the rule of law and proper administration of justice.
For his part, President Zuma says the decision is, quote, disappointing. Venezuelans go to the polls on Sunday in regional elections that are viewed as vital tests for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Many opponents of the government doubt the country's elections authorities can ensure accurate vote counts. After the controversial election to install the pro-Maduro Constituent Assembly, which rewrote the Constitution, the company responsible for the voting machines said the vote tally had been manipulated by at least 1 million votes. The situation has the opposition scrambling to encourage voters to go to the polls. Wildfires in Northern California continue to threaten homes and businesses, with much of the area under mandatory evacuation. So far, at least 31 people are confirmed dead. Hundreds more are missing. Sheriff Robert Giordano.
We have 900 missing persons reports. We have found 437 of them safe. Just communication issues. Cell surface still having problems. People have been evacuated from multiple areas. They're just not connecting with their family. So 437 of the 900 are safe. 463 are still outstanding.
Firefighters are also battling blazes in Southern California as well. Spain warned Friday that it could lower its forecast for next year's economic growth if Catalonia's separatist challenge persists. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría blamed Catalan President Carles Puigdemont for creating such economic uncertainty and for sinking tourism figures. She also said that Spain's government is considering lowering the growth forecast for the Spanish economy in 2018 if the Catalonian standoff continues. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says emerging research shows that investments in education play a larger role in expanding economies than thought. Kim said he hopes to persuade heads of state and finance ministers to invest in human capital the same way they do in transportation and energy projects.
That's the latest world news from VOA.